about here? We're about being a voice of all of this. We're about being on the underground. Who is going to? There are hundreds of internet radios. So we're kind of under that. We're under the surface, but we can talk freely here.
Yes.
About what we can. We can find that common thread. We can say it's one struggle, many fronts, and we have the tools. Right here, I'm talking one, you're talking one, you're talking one to do it.
The struggle is the struggle of humanity
for
its rights, existence, brotherhood, fraternity, freedom, coexistence, all the good values that we seek.
And I think there's millions of people on the planet who, if they don't know it now, will know it. I believe it's natural that people should feel this way, to feel that we're fellow human beings.
Totally, yes.
On the planet, and all we need to do is begin to plan it a bit, which is talking to one another, which is communicating around the country, which we around the planet. And take on this as well. So I want to thank you both for coming in. And
thank
you're always
you
welcome
much.
Here. And you have said, Ahmed, now you have a good idea of what we're about. We're not pursuing any particular ideology. We don't have a political framework, which we're trying to. We're not a vanguard, but we are a place in which people can sit around and find one another and build community. That's what we're about. Is that right, Sarah?
That's
are you
absolutely
down with that?
Right.
Ahmed, it's like we have our brother Dean here.
Thank you very much.
So anyway, keep on coming.
Thank you very much.
And yeah, thank you, Valerie.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Anytime, like Dave said, he's going to be heading out of town, but I'll be here during the summer. So please come down and we can continue these conversations. The only Friday I know we'll not be doing a show will be July 1st. So any other Friday than that this summer, please come through.
And if you have
right, stay in
much.
Touch. And
if
Sarah,
you,
welcome home and thank you for going to do that frontline work. And I'm happy to see you still have like a bright light in your eyes and a smile on your face after all of those interactions with people in desperation.
I have to say thank you to Sarah for her great work, because when I see somebody doing this work, I feel grateful for the people who are actually taking this responsibility, which is so important. For our brothers in humanity everywhere.
Fuck yeah.
I can't
fuck
take
yeah.
too much credit. I enjoyed it.
Well, we just do what we have to do.
Let there be joy in this work.
Yes.
If everybody does what they have to do, nobody goes without. And we've been given our talents, our abilities, whatever it is that we have to do, to lend a hand. The experience we have at 78, Peter at 80, whatever. Peter Dale Scott. So this is a show is building, as the community is building, and we keep reaching out. So put some music on. We got.
Yes, I will.
We got this brother. I think. Oh, here's a phone.
And then we're gonna be back with Dean Preston, who's running for supervisor of District 5 here. So here's another kind of unofficial theme song we like to play around here. Steve Earle, "The Revolution Starts Now."
Street. turn around. All I hope's to come to be. And people gather around. They are all what they can bring. Now.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Common Thread Collective. We are weaving the common thread here at Mutiny Radio. Wow. Dave and I talk about this. We never actually know what's going to happen when we show up on Friday.
And the theme emerges. And part of the theme is, of course, a little bit prepared. As I've been saying, this is, I'm about to take it to the road. I'm about to take it to the highway. I'm about to head all the way across the country. Missoula, Minneapolis, New York City, Brooklyn, in fact, and then up to the Rainbow Gathering, and then Philly. And here we have one of our regular guests who's going to be waiting for me, receiving more from me, going to be my host, I could use that word.
Yeah, hostess.
Hostess in Missoula, a regular person, one of my heartthrobs for sure. My heart goes pitty-patty when I hear her voice. Hey, Rain.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, Dave. So we got a house full of people, sisters galore, house full of people getting down here. And as you heard, I'm on my way to your neck of the woods, which happens in Missoula. And so why don't you tell people whatever you have, you're ready to do. But tell people at some point what we're going to be doing in Missoula when I get in. I'll be getting in at 11 in the morning on Sunday and then Sunday afternoon. Take it away, Rain.
Then we're going to gather the community together for a fantastic potluck. Hopefully the weather will be nice, and we'll play in the park and share poetry and drumming and all sorts of stories, I'm sure, as we gather the community together. Hope we have a good turnout. I'm really excited to share the wonders of Diamond Day with my community, as ever. And this is following, like, tomorrow is the Jeanette Rankin Peace Center here, our little locus of the peace community, is throwing what they're calling the Unconference. I think this is the second annual, and it's Unconference because it's not a very
formal, organized,
structured conference, but it's more of an open format where you can go from one conversation to another and get the most out of the experience. Of course, if you find yourself really captivated by anything, you can really delve in. But I was actually welcomed to share a poem as a keynote, part of the keynote address tomorrow.
Well, share the poem
really
with us.
I'm excited to do that. Oh. What's that?
What I wanted to, I'm waiting with unbated breath. I'm taking a deep breath. It would be so good to hear that. But want to say, I'll be there on Sunday, and it'll be kind of an after party in that, because it's, so if you let the people know at the Jeanette Rankin Center, certainly a heroine of mine, part of the lineage that I support, being from Minnesota and reading about Jeanette Rankin and the struggle against World War One and blah, blah. But that to make our gathering in the park, it's kind of an after party, kind of a let the struggle continue. So I hope you let the folks know to come to the park, and the unconference will become even more un as we sit about on the grass, enjoying one another's presence. As I said earlier on this show, in fact, I like wherever I happen to be, the theme emerges. The themes emerge from our naturalness, our humanness, what we have in common as two-leggeds on this planet. Do you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Well, fuck yes. Let people know at the Jeanette Rankin that I'll be coming through on Sunday.
Oh,
so they want to hang out.
Definitely.
And I'll be hanging out. And whoever, anyway, blah, blah. But anyway, so I think, I hope you're about to share that poem. Is that what I do understand? You have a poem that's going to be your keynote. Are you going to share that poem with us today?
Yes, I am.
Oh, beautiful.
I've been struggling between two poems. I really wanted to write a new one, but the theme of the unconference this year is roots into wings. And I have another poem that mentions phoenix feathers and regrowing our wings. So I'm torn between that one and this one.
Well, you can do them both if you'd like.
They're so long.
Oh, they're so long.
I shared my first option with my poetry group last Monday, and so let's
do
it. This one out, and I'll
okay, because we do have people, a bunch of people.
Man, I was hoping that Ahmed and Sarah might still be around to hear this one, because it really, the theme does emerge, and it touches on so much of what your previous conversation was just about. So if they're around, ask them to stay. And if not, I hope all the listeners will definitely appreciate the common threads.
All right. Yeah, go for it, Rain.
This poem is called To Name a Journey. A rose by any other is just as sweet, right? Martin Luther King, Emma Goldman, Angela Davis. I'm sure you all can name so many others, but by any other, they are just as revolutionary. So what's in a name? Until we share a journey with the embodiment it contains, learning, truth, experience explains. But nowadays, it's earthly standard to be homogenized and labeled by costumes customized, boxed off behind barcodes, imprisoned inside of a sweatshop profit's price, disintegrating wild playfulness. Inner sense, questing the unknown, tasting sweet and sour diversity, cultural currencies that quench the creatively thirsty. Watch, observe, witness, see. Entitled misrepresentation, directing legions of the lost, busy begetting greater complexities. Oh, hollow men, in suit and tie, idle blood pools inside, floods from hands you think to hide, behind the starched and flawless guise of a suit and tie. I bear no respect for your suit and tie. How many lies been told? How many victims will die? How many lives destroyed to protect a suit and tie? Endlessly speak nothing's lips, flap only to divide. Masterfully costume ego's perception, intricately threaded deception into fanciful ministrations. Defining us and them, dividing us from them. tailored lines devised cut and form beyond the poor to criticize the ranking hierarchy, claiming itself democracy, armed at the flank with weapons of mass hypocrisy, perpetuating states of idiocracy. We've never been closer to breaking free or being broken. But we are woven through spider's cosmic web, entangled thoughts, so many threads, kinetically refracting heinous travesties so unnecessarily, when our potentials can create eternal ecstasies, the ability to abide great suffering with empathetic ease. To feel is to know, and to know is to see, but not with eyes alone, no. Also through stone, and I don't mean the concrete, I mean the bones on which we trod. For each cell holds God close to the soul of the whole being. All being. All being one. All being one we. All being one we create. And that's why I have come to criticize. Now is time to recognize what we wear or appear to be speaks nothing of the spirit that lies beneath, or what embodied dreams to reach. For millennia, costumes customized iniquity, fashion designing spikes driven between steady relationships made obscene by prejudicial generalizing. When life we share in perpetuity, recycling energy eternally, an immortal life we are already living when we remember. Sharing presence is the gift we are forgiving. There's no time to hesitate. Release the gate impeding your heart from trusting. It is an essentially beating harmony in this holographic tapestry. Unfurled, add together systemically every other's senses. From human to bee, from crystal to tree, now we are seen. Now we are seen. Just breathe. Can we put aside values better left to each cultural community, then globally network communities to collectively protect what we all need? Water, air, and soil quality to more than human foundations necessary. All transformation betwixt this trinity fosters miraculous diversity, finding every way to dance, rejuvenate, and feed transformation into this epic journey. In the end, what will the name of yours be?
Right. Fellow human beings, hey folks, hey sister, I believe that spirit is the spirit, that spirit that we're connecting with, I'm thinking, because we're so much on the same page, we're so much putting the words and finding one another, finding one another and finding the well here in the planet, doing a little planet, planning on the planet. And I'm remembering when I first encountered you, we encountered one another on that path. On that path at the Rainbow Gathering in Montana, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
On Montana.
Just outside of Wisdom.
Just outside of Wisdom. That's right, just outside of Wisdom. And there, since then, I realized that was a jump up for me. Jump up for me in my understanding that the spirit is out there. And connecting with the spirit, I was bringing us through that there are no accidents once we're on this mission. Everything is connected. And I feel that meeting between you and I is part of that connection, part of the spirit. So I'm looking so forward to making that journey, which I'm about, across the country, and making that journey and being with you on Sunday afternoon. Today's Friday, in the park. Is that Laura? What's the name of the park?
The old school.
The old school. Lowell,
which I believe is a poet.
Okay, I was thinking of that too. Lowell, one of the early poets, one of the early American poets who wrote about all these things, along with Longfellow, along with Whitman, writing about these things. And here we'll be on the grass right there after the gathering, the post-gathering, and it'll be my kickoff to my kickoff heading across the country. So I realize, hey, sister, I so love you. I realize that everything's connected and we're part of that connection. Is that right, Rain?
Indeed.
Indeed. Think of that word, indeed. We say indeed, but it means in theory and indeed, in thought and indeed. Like we say welcome, and then you break that down and say welcome. We say welcome.
Go
ahead.
The deeds of my hands, not the deeds in my hands, because those ones just aren't worth what action is.
Indeed, and in thought, and indeed, and spirit, and the heart, mind, and spirit. Hey, so glad you called in. Soon, I'll be seeing you soon. Sunday afternoon, we'll be gathering in right there in Missoula. So, hey, thanks for calling, sister. We got a bunch of people here.
Thanks, Rain, for calling in, sharing your beautiful words. And I know you'll be welcoming Diamond Dave up there in Missoula, Montana. And up next, we've got here in the studio, Dean Preston. Welcome, Dean. And because I believe you are a candidate for supervisor here in San Francisco in District 5.
I am. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
You're beginning to see what we're about. We're going to be a voice of this in terms of the music that and you're up there when we say District 5. We're talking about the Haight-Ashbury and the Fillmore and maybe the inner Richmond. That was my stomping ground for so many years. I turned 30 on that street that some called hate and some called love. That was my stomping grounds back then. This is probably even, that was soon to be 50 years ago, soon to be half a century. So how, as a candidate, do you relate and are you relating to that neighborhood, the Fillmore? The Fillmore, the history of the Fillmore, about that too. They had redevelopment there. They tore it down. They destroyed the street, Fillmore Community Street. How have you heard this history? Are you part of this history? Tell us about that and how it relates to you as a candidate.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, thanks, Dave. And you know, I thought I'd come on and I'd actually get some lessons from Dave about how to run for District 5 supervisor, because
he did
that once. Although you know, the most impressive answer he gave that I heard on the campaign trail was someone asked Diamond Dave, why are you running for supervisor? And he said, I'm not running for supervisor. I'm strolling and sauntering.
Doing a schmoozer.
Supervisor, yeah.
So what came out of it, because I ran. You had about a month or 6 weeks, I think you know this.
Yep.
But between the time that you officially put in your candidate or unofficially, and you have to come up with money or signatures or something.
That's right.
You have that time.
Yep.
And I thought, I think I'll take that time, because I was doing so many things. I'll take that time and see what that's like. This is when Russ Michael Rianney was running on his first term.
Yeah.
So he was a known candidate. But what I came up with, and it was better, in fact, it happened, I'll put it out to you, was what you call the candidates collaborative. Mm-hmm. That I said, hey, we're all running for this. Well, only one is going to be elected. You're running at that time because it was an open seat. There's about 20 candidates. A lot of them had the same kind of view, but they're running. So I suggested we have the candidates collaborative, where we meet regularly as candidates, get on the same page, and about doing more together. And in fact, it happened. The New York Times said, this is weird. This happened. This seems strange. It didn't seem strange to me. And that was the candidates collaborative. Russ McArini was part of it. That brother who's got the Russian embassy there at the square.
Jim Siegel.
Jim Siegel and others. I think you know some of what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And now so I suggest the candidates collaborative. Whether your main, whether your main candidate, the present incumbent, well, go for that. I'm not too sure. I might be a little skeptical, but it's a good thing to put out there.
Yeah, so this race will be a little bit different because it looks like it's going to be a head-to-head race, unlike some of the other District 5 races that have had a lot of candidates. My background is in tenant rights advocacy and affordable housing work. So
Tell us
what
that means.
Yeah, I moved to San Francisco in the 90s to go to law school, and then the first dot-com boom hit, and pretty much everyone I saw around me was being either evicted, threatened with eviction, had their rents being hiked, and I started doing tenant rights work at a nonprofit, organizing against displacement and representing tenants in court and suing landlords that were trying to convert rent-controlled housing to market-rate housing and kick people out. After about 7 years of that, I launched the state's only statewide tenant rights nonprofit organization. It's called Tenants Together, and I've been running that since 2008. And what we're up against, and we've been up against at the state level, it's the same thing in across San Francisco and definitely in District 5, is we're up against a real estate industry is making huge amounts of money from the unaffordability crisis in the city and from all the displacement. Like, it's not just coincidence that the rents are going up and that everyone's getting displaced. It doesn't just happen. It happens because people want it to happen because they're making a lot of money off it. And they invest a lot in their political leaders. And that's what in Sacramento we see it, and in San Francisco we see it. City Hall and the state capitol that are pretty much dominated by big real estate money. It's not that they can't solve the problem. It's that they have no incentive to do it. And what we've been doing, and I've been doing for the last 16 years in San Francisco, is organizing folks and using every tool we've got, whether it's legal advocacy or organizing folks at rallies, direct action, and other avenues to push back, try to preserve people's housing, and try to make San Francisco a place that people can stay in, and also beyond that, that people can move to. I mean, right now, unless people earn a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, they can't afford to move to San Francisco. And Dave, you mentioned earlier that the history of artists and radical thinkers, you know, in the hate, and, you know, it's an honor, like, being on this show with the authors you had on, musicians you got coming up, poets over the phone, you know, and that, but that tapestry is being torn at, right? It's not gone, but it's threatened, and every day it's threatened, and we also have no replenishing of that tapestry, right? No artists can move here anymore, and then it doesn't have to be like that. It requires grassroots organizing and requires leadership at City Hall to actually put the brakes on what is this huge cash cow for the real estate industry.
So we need to organize from the bottom up. Well, you're running, but I think you're not running alone. You're running with the community behind you, you hope. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. So our campaign from the start has been very different from other political campaigns and inspired by, for folks who watched what happened in Barcelona, recently. Last year, there was a housing activist who was organizing neighborhood forums and organizing around against the banks and around foreclosure issues. Through that neighborhood organizing that they did for over the course of most of a year, one of their leaders decided to step forward and run for mayor and became the first woman mayor of Barcelona. That's what we've been doing here. We've been using that, what we call the Barcelona model. We've been simultaneously organizing for electoral change through my candidacy, but also on issues in neighborhoods. So we organized, you know, 90 people for a forum when the Church of St. John Coltrane was threatened with eviction.
Right.
So you can call that a political thing because we got all those people involved in trying to change City Hall. Right, but it's exactly. It's all one and the same. And we've had, you know, we have done over 40 meetings in the last year in District 5 alone. Things where we expected 10, 15, 20 people to show up, 70, 80, 90 show up at community cafes. There's a grassroots movement occurring in District 5, and I feel really humbled by the number of folks who are getting involved in this.
You may or may not know, I'm a relic of the District 5 and the 8. I'm a relic and was one of the organizers, one of the people behind district elections. I'm talking about Calvin Welch as a young man. I'm talking about the Community Congress. You talk about Barcelona, I'm down with whatever happened in Barcelona. I'm an anarchist who votes, and I understand that's the theme. But also, I'm down with the Community Congress and down with the idea that we have a community come either before or after or during the election, that it seems like we're moving in that direction to a Community Congress. And I'd like to suggest, have you sat down with C. Welch yet, Calvin Welch?
Oh, absolutely. Very early on, Calvin's endorsed me, has been involved in a lot of this work that we've been doing. And we're, you know, one of the things he and I talked about was how there is this history, like you're saying, in District 5.
And hipstery, we call it.
Yeah.
History, hipstery. country and history.
I mean, and District 5 is one of the two districts, most progressive districts in the city.
In the country, maybe.
Yeah, possibly. And, you know, with that history, and yet when you look at what's going on in City Hall, you see a lot of turnout from the Mission, really good community organizing in the Mission, bringing, you know, 1,000 people to City Hall. You don't see that from District 5. It wasn't since really the freeway revolts in D5 that brought the community together.
Sue Bierman.
And
Bierman's
really trying to recapture and re-energize that spirit of protest in District 5, because it's a community that has the history of that, and as you say, it's also a community that has experienced a level of displacement, particularly the African-American community in the Fillmore, that is off the charts and outrageous, and we're seeing it happen in a different form now with the huge surge in real estate greed and pricing that's continuing to push people
out. I mentioned the Committee of Congress. We're on the same page about this history and hipstery and herstory. And I want to offer, this show is to be a voice of all of this, both locally, culturally, worldwide, at city, in the city, on the planet, in the street. So I want to, I wanted to say, come on back. You're welcome to be here. Is that Val?
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
we'd like to have the dialogue to get all this out and encourage people to get more involved. But Dean, do you have a central hub or a place where people can get more in touch with your campaign?
Yeah, I mean, folks who are online should go to votedean.com, which is the campaign website. And we've got a huge base of volunteers, but we need more because we are up against a candidate that's backed by every major corporate interest, real estate interest. She will have hundreds of thousands of dollars poured in to defeat us. And the only way we win this race, people power and volunteers. So really urge folks who are listening, who want to get involved, to go to votedean.com, shoot us an email, sign up to volunteer, get a window sign, but just get involved. Just reach out to us.
I know the president supervisor. And I want to say, she seems, when you talk to her, as a nice person. Doesn't she? As a community person, at least to talk to me, she talks to me like a friend, and that's, I believe, how she's assembled all these people, use and so on. But in fact, we know what side she votes on, which is voting with the developers, which is voting for the mayor, and that's pretty much been kind of a history of what's come here. So anyway, let's keep talking about it. Let's keep putting it out there. Let's keep connecting, because as you see coming in here, we're weaving it all together right here. And so, Dean, right here, look at what's happening.
Yeah. And you know what we've done before here at Mutiny Radio, when during the mayoral election we had the 1-2-3 candidates come in, but I think that this time, I think for these particular elections, I think it would be nice to have as many of the candidates from all the various districts come in, and this could be like I know Dave talks about this community congress a lot, this can be a forum for people coming from these different neighborhoods to really kind of get together. Should get on, share the ideas, see where these interconnections are, and maybe where these differences are. Of course, I mean, that's the dialogue that we hope for in a healthy democracy.
So
we hope we can schedule that for closer to the election.
To November.
Sounds
great. And I did do the broadcast. I mentioned Committee of Congress. I was broadcasting on Mondays. I would broadcast the Board of Supervisors live. I also broadcast on KPOL Radio, KPU 89.5 in the center of the district. Yeah, let's see if we can find.
That's when I first heard you.
I'm KPU. Back then. Way back then. You must have been a kid. But anyway, we broadcasted live. So anyway, too, all I can say is, Dean, to be continued. Thanks for coming through.
Thank you for coming.
It's
nice. It's really
left.
Nice to meet you. We'll continue this conversation off air. But right now, we're going to go. We have about half an hour, 25 minutes. So everybody out there in the studio, can you hear me out there? I thought I turned up the stereo loud enough. But we're going into the home stretch of the open mic, so I think Richard is waiting to go up and read us a poem. Richard? Richard is, does he know? He doesn't know. Is it Stephanie? Acapella? Who's up? Who's ready? Who's ready to perform? Who's ready? Who's ready? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dean. Thanks. That was Dean Preston. He's running for District
Hello.
5. There we go.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Well, I have been working with children a lot this year, and it's really beautiful because their energy is so pure, and sometimes the adult world does feel, as we heard in the program today, just so... You know, the word is postmodern, blah, 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 right? Just, but we're not there, right? I'm in San Francisco at this beautiful gathering with beautiful people. After this, I'm going to go hang out with beautiful people at Revolution Cafe. After that, I'm going to go hang out with beautiful people at the Space Cowboys happy hour. After that, I'm going to go hang out with my beautiful boyfriend. And none of that would be possible if this was a war zone. So when someone's asked me once upon a time, hey, what do you think about the refugee situation? This is my stepdad. I responded, if you and I were in that situation, all we would want to do is get out. It is a nightmare. So on the flip side, we have to see that these people are coming with complete just need, that they need to be now taken care of. And I think that presents an opportunity. And, you know, it's a shame that places like this are, you know, how many people really, as Sarah said, know about them? Where can we get beautiful media? Where can people know truth between all of the lines? And I think the main thing is just to, you know, trust in our internal wisdom and follow what it really feels like inside. I used to teach high school students, and I said, if you know one lesson, just know that if something doesn't feel right, you'll feel it right here, and you go, ugh! And do not do it, even if some beautiful woman is asking you to go to the park with her. Say no, but maybe tomorrow, but not then, because you're not meant to, and your body knows it. But if it goes, oh my God, I want to, like, you know, just go around puppies, then follow it shamelessly and fearlessly and do it, because that is your true self. So anyway. So I've been thinking, you know, I've been singing a lot of children's music, as I said, for hanging out with mainly like 3 and under. It's very sweet. And I think with this theme, some Disney songs had popped up to me as being things that, even though they seem to contribute to what we don't want, they remind us of the things that are true. So let's remember. A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. In dreams you will lose your heartache. Whatever you wish for, you keep. Have faith in your dreams, and someday a rainbow will come smiling through. No matter how your heart is beating, if you keep on believing, the dreams that you wish will That goes out to all of the refugees, all the brothers and sisters who feel like they don't get to dream out there, because they do. Even if it seems crazy, we've all been through the crazy moments, and you can still dream. You can still be true to yourself. So the follow-up to that is another song from Beautiful Cinderella, which I think we know, which is, sing, sweet nightingale, sing, sweet nightingale, high above. Oh, sing, sweet nightingale, sing, sweet nightingale, high above. Oh, sing, sweet nightingale. Oh, sing, sweet. Oh, sing, sweet. I love this man. He's so amazing. So, all together, you guys know this one. Now, I'm going to change Satan some other things, but you can all sing it with me. It goes like this. This little light of mine. Everybody, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Don't let politics blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. Don't let war blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. Don't let that whole black mafia and New World Order blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Woo! Oh, so
yeah, Stephanie. Thanks for bringing the light.
Now Felicia is coming on, but meanwhile, Richard.
Yeah, we're here in the studio with Richard while Felicia and Mazen set up. And hi, Richard. Welcome. Good to see you.
Well, good to be alive, I think.
Oh, don't doubt it.
Well, sometimes I'm beginning to wonder.
No.
Well, go ahead, Richard. No.
Go ahead, Richard.
There's an open mic this Thursday night, 8 o'clock. Sign up start at 7:30. Beautiful community, beautiful words, victory all around, healing through art.
Beautiful. Healing through art.
And where is that, Stephanie?
The
Mission Cultural Center. Okay, great. Thursday. All right. Richard, give us a poem.
All right, well.
I know you've got a few.
Yeah, I was going to do, but I'm going to cut it down to one.
You're kind.
All right. It's called John. I've read this before, but after the conversation was had earlier, I was going to whittle it down to two. Now I'm going to do this one. It's called John, George, Dick, and Family. Did you ever think about John Wayne Gacy, who paints clowns and is executed for his crimes against humanity, but George Bush paints himself in a shower and as a mass murderer still walks free? Did you ever wonder when Dick Cheney said he had better things to do than to go to Vietnam, then there was barely a ripple detected, and still walks free for his war crimes committed over the decades of wars for profit under the guise of ideology? Did you ever wonder why no one ever protested over Obama getting a peace prize when there is no peace? Because we threw the bombs and left, leaving humanity and their homes and places looking like thousands of twin towers? And it must be said loud and clear, they didn't even have anything to do with it. Think of the rage there must be, the crying like the forever storm of pain, the letting of blood onto our mother's skin, but not to be seen by the Usans like in Vietnam. The ape puts his hand on his head and cries, so much killing because we can. Did I ever wonder? No, I've seen and heard too much. We hold our war criminals in the highest regard. It's just those damn serial killers we don't like, so we say. Depends who's doing the killing. USA claims to be against these killings, unless it's their own killers. USA, you lost your country before you even had it, and it is assured because there is no longer a people's army, only the government's paid army. As in Greece and Rome, all empires crumble. USA's killer, like Gacy, could not be any more creepier than the Johns, Georges, and Dicks of the world. Thanks for measuring up to our expectations. This is this people's history of USA.
Yo, hey, Richard, put it out there. Hey, and here I think we have about another 20 minutes or
no,
so.
No, we have about 10 minutes.
10 minutes. So, Felicia, what are we doing? Get up there, Felicia.
Time for a couple songs, absolutely.
Yeah.
And thank you, Richard,
we have a sister
for speaking,
from, we got a
speaking
couple
to Empire. So, Felicia and, yeah.
Do I?
Yeah, you good? Felicia Fugate?
He is.
Why can't they hear me out there? Hello.
My favorite.
All right.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so.
Nice.
I'm a regular at the Common Thread Collective because I actually really believe in the the common thread. I really believe that we are sewn together to bring warmth and love and all this shit. But you know what, though? Realistically, and forgive me or whatever, but San Francisco, it's a really hard place to live. And I'm an artist, and I live with artists. And the artist community is really struggling right now. So if you're listening and you care about us, please stay grassroots. I really believe in these people that I see every day on the daily trying to heal the community while the city neglects us. So, I mean, I can be kind of weird sometimes, but like, I truly understand what it is to have nothing, but having nothing means that you can have everything. So if we're fucked right now, then all that we can do is gain more. So we need support. The artist community needs support. The healers need support. The shamans need support. We need your love and support. It's really real out here, because it's like what? Like $3,000 to live in a bunk bed? They build boxes. It's a joke.
Felicia, give us a song.
God, sing and dance. God damn it. I have opinions too. I come true blue. My heart is always open, even though it hurts. Oh my God, it hurts, but I still work. My work, my worth, my value. I'm a woman. I may be alone, but we're many, so many, we come. You couldn't burn us, so you learn us. Be schooled, I don't know. I just wanna be, I'm up here, out here on my feet, and it's so fucking real. You don't know how real this shit is. Oh my God, it's real. They wanna give advice, they wanna tell you twice, but hindsight is 50-50. I see clearly, I know. Glass coffins on the grove. I don't know. I have a torch that was passed down. I know that I'll wear my crown. And the sound is trumpets in the desert. Quote me. I've never been lost. I've always been found. No matter. A song, and afterwards it won't be long. I swear to God, house me, fuck you, pay me. I'm out here from me. They trying to say I'm demon slaying. I ain't playing. I'm really trying to be something big in a big in a big in a. Why be so small when this world is so big? Sometimes you can't give a shit, but I care so much that it hurts. They're trying to bury me, whether you're my friend or not. They say move and leave. I said sit, lie, where you die is everything you own. And I've never had a home. I've never been home. I hope your home is luxury. And you love that shit. Don't make no complications with it. I come, I give, I got respect to my elders, and I never fell so far that I couldn't pick myself up. I got the stuff, I got the stuff, I got the stuff, and I'm tough. We diamonds shining out here in the rough. Please, my love is enough, my love is enough. And I've gone 10 minutes on a freestyle. Calling Tyrone in a minute. If you got it, I want it. We need it. We love it. This city won't stop. It ain't dead. Quit acting like it's dead. Support your fucking artists. Support your people. Give me your money. I'll spend in a summer in San Francisco is cold.
Gloves to the children.
Felicia. Right on, Felicia. We support you. We support the artists. We've got 10 minutes, and we've got two people who want to sing a song, and we appreciate everybody. Thanks, everybody. All right. This is the place to be loved here. We love you, Felicia. Mazin, is it, yeah?
Mazin.
Mazin. Yeah. Cool.
All right. So this is going to be a really brief one. Cool. I just really wanted to share something for Dave's See You Later show. I'm just going to go ahead and get right into it. Magutili mashiwe, gutili jaimite, kulu moragu, azinta naziluni, kulu moragu, azinta naziluni, magutili mashiwe. Azintanaziluni, kulu moragu. Azintanaziluni.
Beautiful. And I think, is Kay going to sit down and play?
Amazing.
All right, and she's going to be kind of closing up our show today. So as she gets set up, I just want to say thank you to everyone for coming through. I'll be posting what everybody who came through on our Facebook page, Common Thread Collective on Facebook. And I want to thank Tyler for being here and helping out, being part of the crew, and everyone for coming through. And it's a beautiful Friday, and we wish you all good, happy, loving, peaceful vibes as you go through your week and every day. And Kay is going to play. All right, you got the mic set up. You have a microphone.
Mic check, check. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes.
So I'm a closet classical pianist, and I wanted to dedicate this piece to Diamond Dave as he goes to take the good word over to Vermont and represent San Francisco, which I so appreciate. I play classical covers, so this is from. This is by that good old boy J.S. Bach. This is a cover of his Allemande from the French Suite Number 2. It's in C minor. He wrote it in 1722, and I don't know of anything else that has lasted for that long.
Johann B.
Yay.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you to my drummers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Enjoy the weekend.
Okay, I'm enjoying the weekend.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I'm about
what
to be
a treat.
On, what a treat. I'm about to be on my way. What better way to leave than just this, to realize we have an emerging family right here, to realize we're putting it out around the planet and the spirit of San Francisco right here, all these generations. And I'm about to take my cross-country trip. Hey, Val.
Yeah, Dave.
I'm going to be riding all night on the Greyhound 30 hours from here to Missoula.
All right.
And hey, Rain, I'm coming your way. So I'll be heading out. I'll be having my phone with me, of course, 415-240-0286. Call me along the way. I'm going to be doing a show on every Friday, wherever I happen to be. I'll be talking and perhaps bringing people together and passing the phone around. And this will be kind of a bisected, is that the word? Bisected show where, Val, you're going to be doing what you do here in San Francisco. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. We'll be holding it down. So please, folks, come on through to the Common Thread Collective on Fridays, 3 to 6 here at 21st in Florida. Bring what you got to bring, and we'll have a show. The only day we won't will be Friday, July 1st, but every Friday other than that, I'll be here. And hope you will be, too. So thanks, everybody. Dave, we wish you a very happy, beautiful journey, and can't wait to talk to you soon. And we're going to wrap up the show now, the Common Thread Collective. I got a quick little poem here.
Oh, by all means.
As the world calls for vengeance, retribution, returning hate with violence, as voters cry fraud in righteous indignation, the goddess Mary Isis is making cosmic love. As a psychic salve, roll under her touches, be soothed and cooed by how much love is pooled in every pore of the hearts that seek love but see red, that suffer by association, yet whose souls are being fed by getting fed up, raising the bristles that would otherwise love to be rubbed.